I sit up, take a peanut of a car.
Give me the wine, but you know about it. Mr. Belaba, you are good at it.
Yes, 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 we are live.
Mr. Belaba, you are one. Arriba, tell me.
Let the song enter you.
Arriba, tell me. Arriba, tell me.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Welcome, guys, to... Oh, man, that's an emotional moment. Welcome, guys, to another exciting episode of Wapa Drive. And this is actually the season finale. The first season has or is coming to an end after this episode. It's an emotional moment for I and my co-host. You would understand that... it hasn't been easy, but we thank you so much for the love and the support you guys have just put in the building. Okay, okay, so this is still the one and only podcast designed to address social issues, bring liberty to young voices in our society. You know, we venture into uncharted territories, you know, to enlighten the youth and millennials in Africa. Now, we've been saying that in the world currently, people are becoming quite timid, you know, when it comes to addressing social issues pertaining to our society. So it's important for us to have a show like this to address that.
I see it in your eyes.
To stand on two quotes before we move on, one coming from Dr. Martin Luther King that says that in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Okay, Ndimbe from his book Arrows of Rain also said that a story that must be told never forgives silence. Welcome, 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 welcome to another exciting episode of the one and only show that is empowering young people in Africa and beyond. As we proceed to give you what you need, my name is Forever Terry. And to do this for me, I'd like to introduce my DJ and my co-host. As you can see, there's fantastic music playing from the background. And there's only one person who is responsible for that. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with me today is the DJ that needs no mention. I'm talking about the one and only DJ Apiskololo. DJ Apiskololo. No, no, I think DJ Apiskololo deserves a round of applause. DJ Apiskololo deserves a round of applause. Man, 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 man. I can feel, you know, the emotional moment. It's our last show and of the season, and man, Charlie. That's right.
Basketball.
I can't do this alone. I've been telling you that I can't do this alone. The vision is for the right time and is for a set group of people. Bring it to an accomplishment. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this today, especially not on the season finale, without the abled, my co-host, the one and only woman in showbiz and entertainment that is able to do the work she's assigned when it comes to addressing issues that confronts the society. Ladies and gentlemen, with me in the building today is Bella Voma.
Hello.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tali, I'm in the studio right now, and I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited to see you once again. Like, hey, Bella Voma, please say something. Say something to your listeners.
Just say, my film was you don't know how to express yourself anymore.
That's right.
Guys, I'm so happy to be here today. Mm-hmm. And like Terry has been saying, it feels so, we are so emotional right now. bringing this season to an end.
That's right.
But basically, it's not over.
It's not over. How can it be over? We have more.
It's like afina year started.
Like, I'm poised to do more. Like, there is more in me. You understand?
There is more to be brought out. And we'll give it to them.
I think, Bella, we've gained this new momentum and new energy for the work that we're doing. You never know the impact this thing we are doing is having until you hear people's stories, you know, about how the things we are addressing are things that people cannot say in the open, but when they hear it, it still changes, you know, a lot of things that they have, a lot of concepts in their mind. This is amazing. So we have served you with mouth-watering gists and essential tidbits that we believe will spice up your relationship. We kept you informed and entertained, and I hope Warp Drive has delivered. Bella, how do you think we've performed so far?
I think we have actually delivered, and we are still going to deliver.
Yeah, as I'm saying, I'm poised to do more. There's more in me.
There's more to give them.
What do you see?
And from what we've done now and what we've gathered, oh boy.
And in fact, even when our producer talked about the things we are going to dive into for the next season. Like, if you have a producer like our producer, spice up the topics, who's able to give you exciting, youthful, new generation, next level vibe. Oh, God.
Producer, oh, you're too much.
Oh, you're too much. Like.
Just an old dream in Crawford.
You understand?
You bring their issues to us like a plate, like jollof, fresh jollof, a konobi, and your best serving we will give it to you like we always do. So let's give them today.
We are going to give it to them. We are drawing the curtains down on this season of Warba Drive, and we're going to take a look at today. We're going to remind ourselves of the discussion we had so far in the season. We'll go back and recap on important highlights that we made. That interesting highlights.
So we are going to actually talk about all we spoke about in season one, all the things we've been doing.
Amazing.
We're going to touch on bits of all of them, and then have a full discussion and see how we did.
But one of the things I also appreciate is I also appreciate some of the experiences that people shared.
Yeah.
Because it's based on the experiences that we're able to build real life story scenarios and let people understand that it's a relatable thing we're doing. It's not something that we're bringing from the Himalayas. It's something that is actually happening.
So today we are going to share some of the audios that we had from people, people's experience and people's feedbacks, their comments. We're going to have that also on today's show. So
amazing.
Today it's quite packed.
It's quite packed.
Yes.
But as I'm saying, like it's just so emotional to have. Warp Drive is something that you will anticipate every Friday night.
Yeah.
It's just something that's coming. So we're going to go straight into it. And I think we'll do it in numbers. And I think that I'll take the first one. It's a very interesting topic that had a lot of feedback. Now, when we were dealing with cheating, flirting, infidelity.
Okay, so that was our first topic that we tackled, right?
Yeah, that's the first topic that we tackled. And according to, as we discussed, according to the Institute for Family Studies, about 20% of men report cheating on their spouses, even in marriage.
I thought that reminds me. I know you are writing a book on black men don't cheat. on black men don't cheat. But I mean,
definitely.
What's the starter saying here? It's quite different from what you are writing in your book. Oh, I'm not getting something right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I happen to be in a lot of associations.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I am on Posti Woho. Yeah.
You are the CEO.
I am the CFO.
I'm the CFO. CFO. Okay.
Post-to-ho. Group of companies.
That's right.
About CFO.
That's right.
I am the regional chairman.
That's right.
The regional chairman.
I want the name.
I am the regional chairman of Black Men Don't Cheat.
Hey!
Black men have never cheated.
So what is
our and they won't start now. I'm telling you, black men have never cheated. So these stats is really, you know, then I think that is the new generation of black men who are going to end the cheating. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Okay. So men in all age groups from 30 to over 80 are more likely to cheat on their women.
Okay. You understand? It's true.
And they are guilty of infidelity, you understand? And people cheat for various reasons, as we shared.
Yeah.
Some do it for fun. Some do it for curiosity. Me curious, so I'm curious about it. I'm going to cheat.
No, you know that part. I think I remember we established the fact that some people didn't get to experience certain things. Mm. So it's at a point that they now want to experience that. On the DHS, the first girl of fun, on the one, on the not none, or don't worry.
You understand? So there's this
phobia. Charlie, this apple they be. Mm. As in they chop strawberry.
You understand?
I mean, as in they talk about apple, they talk about apple. So what are the apple inside? We know the strawberry at the chop inside.
You understand?
I won't bite Adam's apple small.
That is where the curiosity comes in. You understand? That is where the evilistic biblical thing comes in.
That's apple. So I said they eat apple now because apple brand now because they can't handle.
You understand?
That being.
Hey, you are people.
Hey.
Scatter the place like them.
You are putting people scattering the place.
I'm telling you.
Them never be themselves.
Hey, Charlie. So yeah, people. I feel like. There are some group of people to whom they will say that they fell out of love, so they cheated. You fell out of love.
Yeah, you can actually fall out of love. But I think it happens, does it?
Oh, definitely it happens. I mean, people feel like they are in a relationship.
Nothing is changing,
but they don't want to lose each other. They just don't want to go apart. Because they also don't know. He that is in you is greater than you that is in the world. So you don't want to go out there, you know.
You want to keep the one that's with you. Yes, but you still want to taste what is outside.
That's true.
That is in chi konyongo kaya.
That's right. So the part two of this, what we did was that we looked at the signs that your partner could be cheating.
Okay.
Text Bia Bemoana. Are you sitting there? You get prem, then you see those emojis that represent the sexual things. You know?
You see, I think something like you see the lips, you know, they have the lips thing, right. Then later you see banana.
Because I don't want to bring out my boy's school, but because the boy is saying, what we do is that sometimes, you know, we are in trouble, but bro, no, yeah. So I'm not my own story. Well, but you're forgetting that WhatsApp is too wise. WhatsApp identifies everyone by name when you've locked your phone screen. Ain't it? Who was Lucy with love emoji and a dear being? What you see? Lucy with love emoji and a dear dear.
10 toes, one girl, make it touch it.
Yeah, some more.
Touch it.
So let's enjoy some fantastic music. It's like we're 10 stuff. Let's just enjoy some fantastic music.
10 toes, one girl, make it touch it.
DJ Abisko Lolo should take us away with fantastic music. Wow. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the season finale.
Wanna meditate. So allow me, make I enjoy life. Cause problem not the finish, oh. Every day different, wahala. Problem not the finish, oh. Pass me the dutchie. Pretty girl, come wine pon the cocky. 10 toes, one girl, make it touch it. Pass me the dutchie. Pretty girl, come wine pon the cocky.
That's right.
10 toes, one girl, make it touch it, touch it. touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it.
Hey, DJ Apiscololo. He just has the right vibes to, you know, like, take you from one place and shift you to another. Before we dive in deep.
We live in La Vida Loca, in a note car, up and down in Gotham streets, yeah, I'm a joker. So many people peeping, wanna hold ya. You giving them silent treatment, no disclosure. I fell in love with a Cinderella, a chocolate chick tastes like Nutella. She know they hear, what can I tell her, tell her.
That's right. DJ Apiscololo, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like, it was too much. Like, he has the right vibes to just release the tension and all that. Like, oh, your guy, what he has here. Oh, you're the real guy. Now, I was saying something. Yes. I was saying that the signs that your partner is cheating is plenty. Communication, loss of communication.
Mm-hmm.
I said, like, you're talking to her, you can see the attitude, you know. Like, all of a sudden, you know, the baby, no crash, she says it halfway. What he has here. And,
why? See, we spoke about this. But have you bothered to find out what is making her change? Is it something you're not doing?
Let me tell you something.
Tell me, baby.
Let me tell you something. There are some ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say some, I say some. So no one listening to me should come and attack me. There are some ladies that there is nothing you can do to satisfy them. There is nothing you can do to satisfy them. So if you think that is because of the satisfaction,
there's nothing
that's
you can do to satisfy
them. Yes.
In terms of what, bro?
Because some of them don't even know what they want. So how?
But men also don't know what they want.
No, the thing is that, let me tell you.
Men don't know
what a politician.
You heard.
Listen, okay. I heard a politician, very, very, very influential politician, say that the things that men want is very few stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Good sex. Love, respect, you understand? Take care of a home, decent. These are the things that men want, you know? So diving deeper into the thing.
That's what they want?
Yeah, that's what men want. What are you
talking about? So they want decent, but they go outside chasing the others.
Well, it depends.
Anyway.
It depends.
Topic for another day, man.
Oh, well, that's true. This is the season finale. I don't want to fight with you like on the previous piece. I beg you. So, and one of the questions we're asking was that, what should you do when you find out? At what point do you say enough is enough?
Yeah.
That is the breaking point, mm-hmm. where you realize that, Charlie, the thing is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And one thing that I will continue to warn both guys and girls on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die because of love. This world that we've come to is a sweet life. A few minutes bini yaba see a believe. Don't come and die because of love. Mekai semi nya broken hearts be. Na me faka akọ your friend say 37.
Mhm.
Me faka akọ 37, but odo atichire we ni no. What can you see? Me see what your friend say akramo, and I was looking around, you know, helter skelter on top me meninsio. Because of broken heart. And at that point in time, if somebody had even instructed me to walk on the road, I'm sure I would have done it. Na ka abo me.
Na wo die there say sir, obi oda politan mukura na sin yan fine so ngu no so na.
What you say?
Broken heart at chin na no so e.
Omo si sorry for politan kin ni yan so.
Ye pesi ya.
Omo sorry am pass obi pesi obi gware ya. Obi hwe ya nsuo ne ma. Sir akoy din nsa. Achoki nsuo no.
When you're broken heart, but 2% will be winter.
What are you doing there?
Because you don't want the water to come in.
Eh? So we ma in kofona or move drying dry. Now we do broken heart will be the master so we feel a poor hoy. I was talking the last time I said that there was this guy. Omukuhu no committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they saw him, he was about to commit suicide.
Okay.
But there was something funny they saw.
Mm-hmm.
Rope now or they committed suicide. The guy has tied the rope to his waist. Chairman, na say owo de ye nim ne de anka o de share ko.
Ko wan na e fast.
O say o. Last me de share me ko na me ye o. Oh man. So all we are saying is apply common sense to your love life. Don't do anything too extreme. Apply common sense to your love life, please.
Okay.
So I think, Bella, you are going to handle the money and relationship topic.
Yes. Okay. So the next topic we spoke about was money and relationship. Hmm. Okay. So we spoke, so we said that those that don't have money, no, don't try and do guy. What I say? On a more serious note, if you refuse to make money or have a continuous supply of money, be ready to sell out your partner to a sugar daddy or a sugar mommy.
It's not for your children, Pippin.
Yeah. It's not for your children. It's a tenacious matter. It's a tenacious matter. If you don't have the money to take care of your girl, it's a serious matter.
It's a serious. Now, so we have spenders and we have givers.
I'm telling you.
So Obi Wahonoma or your partner, he likes to spend but he won't give you. And to know the anan say, yen kwatina hase, obenom day, obedi day, asa.
Wow.
To show off, yes. Mm-hmm. So those are spenders.
But se, anka,
so if you have
this kind of between some lie.
And their way.
Wow.
Okay, and say no, oh yeah, Miguel no, nobody day, ubenom day, that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. He has a nice car, he has this, but I mean, you will not get anything.
Hey,
it's no show, girl, no be share my wa men kasa.
That's the thing, no.
So and then they have we have the givers. Jiwe kwa ye uti wate. Ah, Miguel ni shepe mami.
Insha, koma ge biya na miwo university. Around my early stages of university, now me we are university, no, na young boy amaba. They say what he has here. Say me home pizza and pokra, and I'm in town home pizza. But the girl told me, what do you want to eat? I say, oh, make the pizza. And when I say, don't worry, when I go, I'm going. When I come back, I'll come back with pizza.
That's right.
And I'm say, wow, like it was unheard of. Say, oh, bad the pizza, be brimming. I waited for her 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Mammy, train a woman, Panason, said Obeba.
Ain't a pizza, say a train on Pasana Gatina Cunyas, and I did not want to think I
can't. Me dream, what do you see? Auntie, oh, my room was close to the gate. Auntie, Ubia, and me, into Pia Pona Mihuna, and me who said pizza, me,
so.
God bless the women who are holding guys now.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes, yeah. Bella, let me tell you, there are some guys with great destinies, right? It's different from when the guy doesn't want to work. A guy who doesn't want to work shouldn't be encouraged. You need to want to work.
Yes.
It is only when maybe you are not getting work to do or something that we can understand you.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was set on Saturday, Juma. And you are doing, everything should be working.
Yes.
Now boys, no swa on my banner, on the format, hammer. People are all this channel for phone. I got a house in the US, and when my mom came about, you know, I told my mom that I was transferring her funds, and I'm like, hey, Maza,
I'm telling you, remember on this particular topic, we spoke about the lady that went to her guy and. When she was going, he told her he was going to send her money, and he sent her 10 cedi instead of 100, 70 cedi instead of 700 cedi. Mm-hmm. He promised to give her 700 cedi if she comes over.
That's right.
And she did. Mm. And when she was leaving, he said, oh, me send them all over, man. Me send them all CCR. So the Uber came and she left.
Mm-hmm.
And on her way, the guy sent her 70 cedi. And she said, oh, but you babe, you told me you give me 7. I was like, oh. And he thought he did, but apparently it's just the 70 that came. So he will send the rest later.
Mm.
Oh, so enne bebo.
Enne bebo.
So next year, nebe ko. Enne.
Why are you money free?
Master.
So what we're saying is... the fact that you shouldn't fake uniskana uniskana.
Yeah, you need to tell
you need to
truth.
Be honest. People, there are people who love you for who you are.
Yeah.
If you are broke, they love you. If you have money, they love you. You understand? So you need to stop faking and be able to come out to your partner or whoever you're dating. Like, hey, baby, I don't get. You go chop your love. Me self, I won't chop your love, but I don't get. What do you see? When it comes to the spending habits too. Mm-hmm. You must study the spending habits of your partner.
Of your partner, yeah.
You should know if your partner is a big money spender. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Opo wo akọ club a ma chi champagne be 17. Ama ne girls ne na fofo. Abania oye ekia keto aba. Anti ekia keto aba. What is it? Abania wo no o Lagos school fees in Kukra. Se banchi bi ambubu mu a ankem be mu.
What is it? Kato champagne 17.
Na wo no school fees aye bi ama any books scout books no. How do you approach this girl, Masa? How can you do that? You need to know, you need to know thyself. You understand? So know your partner, spending habits. Or your pal, or spend it too much. Not Oshana Bagaun to me. Go to her and say, baby girl, like the way I'm looking at Bella right now. Baby girl, you're so amazing. You're so nice.
Yeah,
you're so
it's how you started chocolate. With her. You know, you don't start something you can't finish.
Me see, don't get me essay or no, Uruska. But Kokosha gave me a nano, the little BS invention. Hey! First 2 weeks, Waji Brazilian 5,000.
And I'm like, no. So you started it with her. So then what do you expect?
What
you know, so you know, say so you can't continue doing the 5,000.
And it's about standard of living. It's about standard of living. You raise your standard of living now.
Master,
bringing it down is very hard.
It's very hard. So mm-hmm. You for maintain that standard. If you don't say you're not going to maintain, then don't start.
Don't start it. Okay. Football players, you know, Omajije plays here, Warriors, and they are used to taking big amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
They need a psychologist when the money is going down. What do you say?
Because they can reduce it. Okay. So, you do not need too much money to spoil your partner. So stop giving excuses that you do not have money. Masa, we said this, small getaways or even small picnic in the house in your room. On your, if you have a balcony or if you have a porch,
see,
you can do that.
This thing you're saying, boys now almost sorry every day there's rice at home,
there's breakfast.
And want to breathe. They have money for Uber. They have money for Uber.
Clean and
but the money to
they
put in their
money
car and travel.
No. They have money for Uber in and out. So Uber na Uber near 45 CDR.
Omaka, open your eyes. Let me check the weight.
Let me check
the weight. Let me check the weight.
Check it for no. Maybe I'm at 35.
That's right.
Into no other budget, maybe I bro. So I'm let's say like 40 CD. Into Uber, so now I know I'm at 50 CD. Don't you? We're budgeting 100 CD at all.
That's right.
Like seriously, into the everyday be a umbra fee.
You see, Uber or budget 200 cedars. Apart from 200 cedars,
200. What we need? Obi cry 100.
Now Obi be 50 because Obi chi in be 5 cedars too. What you are saying? And now, so who feels you only Uber the people in and out? You will manage.
Oh, boy.
Toto in Uber out.
Okay, let's see. So the last one to end the money in relationship says, men, don't be stingy. Spend on your woman.
That's right.
And a good woman will retaliate.
Charlie, boys need be stingy. They will never do it.
But
the guy should stop this thing.
So you know, they always say that every man, okay, even the stingy ones, will always spend on a woman that they love.
That's true.
It's no, say,
but man no, true.
Yes. So meaning say on power, the ones to the probably amount on any.
It's very difficult. That's
yes,
true.
It's very difficult. So basically, if you're with a man and you see some few signs, then you have to understand some things.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because opewa. And he really wants you to be okay and comfortable. He'll do anything. If it's not within his means, he'll obviously let you know and he will try to do something. So on Yashemawana say you don't see anything and now you have to really, really go into what bisana panacho. You don't need to do all that. Ain't you know? You just read in between the lines and then you know.
Oh, that's me. I think that's very true. That's one of one thing I would like to say is shout out to the ladies and the gentlemen out there who know the situation of their partners and still support them in whatever it may be. They get them through whatever phase it may be. Sometimes there's a phase called Broki. But there are some supportive women and guys out there who hold you.
That's why we said it. If you do it, if you spend on your woman, I mean, the least things, the least chance you get should retaliate for you.
That's true. So, and this is the song I think DJ Abiskololo is playing for them. Or say, I'm a non-living thing without you.
Oh my God.
What else? I figure say we're doing this together. I thought we were gonna be forever. Not my home yet, but I was trying to make it better.
That's right, that's right. I'm a non-living thing without you. That's what the song is saying. The next place we are going to enter is a very sensitive place. This is the place that
this, this was one of our
favorites. I'm not criticizing it over the side.
Oh, it was I one of say, it was our favorite topic, I think.
Me was my favorite topic.
Yes,
it was. Sex! Is very important.
Sex and relationship.
I remember being a secondary school boy and the teacher standing in the class. He said, listen, sex is good, but it's not good at this age.
That's right.
So when we go to the age where we realize sex was good,
you didn't even get there. What's that? So why should you even tell us that is good? We should wait. That is, you see.
You see, that is what causes the excitement.
That is what. We can't I recently chanced on a video and the lady was saying that sex is so good that she's actually begging God should add it to the 10th commandment and make it the 11th commandment.
That's amazing.
That we should freely enjoy sex.
Sex. But you know the funny thing, sometimes I think about it, that sex it's only in human body. It you drew heaven, what? And I see you drew. Yeah, could different destinations. And confirm you could different destinations. You go, our catcher wants to heaven in the own
copy. It's
the work or no? He wants to know.
I think we'll have to play some of the ladies.
We'll play it.
We'll add that to it, and our listeners can enjoy that as
now,
well.
Now, we discussed sex and how we can make it more pleasurable. We looked at the reasons why sex might be an important part of your relationship.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things we said. We said it could be an opportunity to bond with your partner.
It is.
Because sex creates a bond. Whether you like it or not, sex creates this bond. So it could be a reason to, you know, it could be a strong opportunity to bond with your partner.
Yeah.
It could also be an opportunity to show your partner love and affection. Because, you know, those moments are very, very sensitive moments.
Very.
You understand? Very passionate moments. There's a lot of intimacy within that time. We looked at the fact that you might feel more secure in a relationship if you're having sex often. Because for some people who live in the one partner kind of thing, I think this is the way forward for them. The one partner.
So does that mean that if your partner doesn't touch you that one time, he's
There are two school of thoughts. And whenever our voice is reaching, there's every type of person listening to this. People say that, you are touching a girl before sex? Sex before marriage? This is unbelievable. I've never heard of it. You guys have to wait. And, you know, there are people who believe that. There are people, too, who believe that I cannot go and buy a car without test driving it. Because I don't know if it's carrying the right tires to take me for the journey. You understand? I want to know the engine capacity. I want to know whether I will enjoy
when
the car.
When you buy the car, you will still take it for servicing. So if you buy the car and you've not tested it, or the back of servicing,
this thing that you are saying.
Sure, no.
Bella, I said we are okay. Cars be a while. But near papa.
It's
right. Your friend of factory reset.
Oh, exactly. So it's just like when you reset a new phone, when you buy a phone, and Naya reset, all reset, yeah. If the phone becomes brand new, you have to now download your own apps. And to download all apps, niggas so download it.
That's right. That's right.
Download and that's upload
right.
them.
That's right. Nefa gig memory. No.
Memory nefa one.
7 gig.
Fashemu.
Oh, what?
Oh, what? You that thing? It be you now. You go spec that
thing. It be your fun.
It be your thing. So you for spec come to your like.
Where you for do one the way you they like.
The way you they like them. The way it go be you.
True. A bunny do a home fun again in siphon. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you, guys and there are some girls who enjoy their man, and there are some guys who enjoy their woman.
You have to. So if you don't enjoy the person,
what are you saying? You're back. That's right. So it could be simple.
Yeah.
But it could be sometimes very pleasurable and fun.
Or sometimes you're just trying to get pregnant.
Hey, there are some people like that. Oh, they are setting you up. Oh, yes.
You could try. You be trying to get pregnant in marriage. I mean, you're married and you're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
And you guys keep having sex. But if you put your mind to it that we are just banging to have a baby, sometimes it pushes it back. So you need to take that aspect off. Pray about it and do the do.
You see, I've been seeing that as a man, you're weak. It's not about, you know, I'm tall, you know, I'm dark.
I'm fine.
You know, I'm fine, I'm chocolate, you know.
I'm chocolate, I'm dark, I'm hairy. Vibes,
you know what I'm saying, you know. You know what I'm saying, you baby, you body ass here.
Yeah.
When you go to the room, do your job. Body ass here. Do your job. Because the hashtag is that black men don't cheat.
And yes.
Black men don't cheat when they go to the room.
Oh my God.
Their job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
So if for one reason or the other you are not ready to get pregnant.
Yes.
Or not too comfortable with your partner due to that. Please use a condom. It's very important.
But if you're not too comfortable with your partner, why are you still with your partner in terms of sex or something?
Also, in partners, be hard drink. You love the guy, but
you
love the guy. You can see that. I love you, baby.
I love this man.
But why is Aposia texting you? Why is Susanna texting you, baby? Why?
That's why everybody wants only you at this time. Only you two. Tell us why.
Tell us why. Why is Philomena texting you at this time? Baby, why?
DJ Apiscolo, give us this song.
DJ Apiscolo.
Oh, gay in you me. Gay. Nigerian gay in you me.
What's this?
And you me, a friend is saying, Tom Gay, Nigeria Tom Gay, a friend is saying. She has a really nice voice. Me if anything. TikTok, Kaka.
TikTok.
That's why you're tomboy, beside me. Girl, no, sir, Nigerian girl. And you me DJ Ude my interest happy school of Shama.
Yeah, DJ happy school of Shama. But as we were saying, yes, so there are some partners who they worry what they are having with the whole cheating. So please let's stay protected. AIDS and HIV, it's all very real.
Okay.
But yes, yeah, it's very real. So let's protect ourselves. We shared some sex tips as following. Identifying what turns your partner on. Don't do what you think turns your partner on. Do what turns the person on. But it's the person you are doing it to. But yes, yeah. So far as we agree, you said that person is the one and only person for you. Do what turns that person on and do your job. Try new stuff. What he has here. Sometimes, you know, the old year now, why you used to know, old day ice cream can't want a bit, say, baby, man.
Try something new.
You understand?
See, I catch you, I must say, say, they be a mama real barra. Next time, mama down berries.
Allah.
Say, they be a mo try scissors.
Hey.
Next time, mama cowgirl reverse.
Hey.
Anyways, yen to aswe.
Bella di ijawa and sama obekano. Now, schedule romantic activities. Such as road trips, tours, and other things to boost your relationship.
Some little hideout somewhere.
But yes, yeah, baby, I cannot be.
Just do something somewhere. Nice.
You understand?
Of course, anyma, I know I'm born to talk a
You get what I mean?
I know I'm hugging, I know I'm man, the call home
kisses can
crave
respectively. What yes, yeah.
It's just nice.
Respectively. And I think the next thing we move on to was healthy relationship.
Yes. So we discussed some cool vibes like openness, effective communication, self-love, realistic expectations, mutual love, and respect. Lastly, intimacy are some of the signs of healthy relationship.
That's right.
Okay, so those are the things we actually highlighted on healthy relationship.
And to me, I think the most important thing there is efficient communication.
Exactly.
Because the way you talk to bae, you know, some people have a way of cooling, you know, bae down. Mm-hmm. Like some people are just too cheesy. So baby, I'm sorry. I tried calling you yesterday, but I couldn't get to you. I'm so sorry. I had a few things to settle down.
Instead of.
What do you say? Instead of.
My fellow son, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Is it a marriage or is a war? Are you a girl or you a knife? Are you a girl or you a scissors?
Are you a man or a cutlass?
Oh, what do you. Oh, why? Me and my mom, What do you say? Sometimes, you know, it's from the person's very emotional point.
It actually depends on how the whole
and it depends
thing
on how you
happened.
Share it.
Yes, yeah, it depends on how the whole issue happened. Because you can be calling the person, nipana katinu edum phone. Debe na oya okati dum phone. You leave a lot of things for the person to think about. So, and to be in a healthy relationship, try to be open about a lot of things. Have effective communication. Learn how to talk to your partner. I mean, smoothing him with kind words to your partner. And you receive same. Be gentle with each other, love each other, and like we said, give realistic expectations for the relationship.
Realistic.
Set goals for yourself.
Realistic.
And try to meet it together.
Realistic. One series that we did that it opened my mind to understand a lot of things was The Love Language.
Yes,
it was. By Dr. Gray Chapman.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us the
five love languages?
Yes,
we are talking about the words of affirmation. Obu owa nano enka nano mbonyom intina hano enyane nesaidu. What do you say? Sugar daddy bu owa ne we sasa. What do you say?
Ono wakai iskana pa. Ne we sasa masa. Ne we sasa ni number two no.
What do you say?
Sugar daddy ne di de wa number two.
Ne di number two. If your sugar daddy no, your own is either giving gifts. What do you say?
Any actual ladies' favorite.
Ladies' favorite. And you're receiving gift. And you know, you sugar daddy, you will give the gift.
Aye.
What do you say?
Yes, yes. A bit to me,
my gift is on your Tony Day, Papa gifty.
daddy gifty.
Of course. What's your
question?
You know, and acts of service. Yes. And by acts of service, what do you think you mean, Bella?
Okay, so basically, you were saying that. Making sure that your partner is okay, showing care and love is all part of act of service. Oh, baby, I'm not feeling well. Oh,
such
where are you? Are you okay? Should I take you to the hospital? Do you need something? How is it going? Let me get you something to eat. No, my drew. Get what you know.
What is so emotional is that there are some guys that the lady can tell you, baby, please, I'm not feeling well today. Mm-hmm. Can you rather come over and come and keep me company?
Oh my God, give me TLC.
Okay, come and keep me company and just, you know, spend time. Hold on, Betty. My area, I have to watch home. The road is not good. The excuses. But Obama number.
But
oh guys,
you know, and in that same situation, if it had been the other way around, where she had gone like, babe, I'm alone at home.
Allah.
I just had my bath.
That's right.
I mean, that favorite nightie you like so much.
Aish.
I mean, a red lingerie.
Asuka Alila.
With a white tongue. You have 20 minutes to get here.
Me say 20 minutes a door so much. A girl didn't know that the boyfriend was living so close until one day she said, baby, I'm on my bed waiting. Everyone is going to Kumasi.
I'm telling you.
Me see the 4 minutes now being in this. Ojam. Oh, you see, quality time. So yeah. Yeah. In Africa, one of the things some of the men miss is quality time.
It's quality time.
And a guy's definition, some guy's definition of quality time
is sex.
Is sex.
And that's not what we want.
Not yet.
We keep saying it here, so that's not what.
Obu owa, bella. As any alcohol, obu owa. One no medrobe 10 million.
Debbie, now Debbie. No, as you see, so if it's
Debbie,
if it's
your to the quality time. One no medro amana being in our portrait more basis. No episode chair will say he's the guy in town. He's the one and only guy in town.
No, so my point is if it's your partner, okay, if it's not a one time thing, if it's not after Aisha and no Charlie, this first time and you want to hit it or something, you're eager to hit it, but this is your partner, somebody you've been with for a while.
True.
Girl, I'll pen on dia. I mean, the sex is there. You guys already have the sex. So, yes, it's obviously going to be something nice and new all the time for both of you, but there should be quality time without sex.
Quality time, Edia, we hear.
You it's understand? Very important.
Even the quality time, you know, that reassuring moment where you are right by the any quality time or obo game on that's not quality time because you are in the same premise.
Yes.
There's some level of quality time that causes intimacy and pure respect in a relationship, and we shouldn't disregard that. We should really uphold it.
Now we have the men's favorite.
In men money, yes, we are my favorite.
My favorite now.
Physical touch is the correct love language for my homies. You know what? I want to give a special applause to my homies in the building.
Give them gunshots.
My homies, are you ready? That's right. A million gun salute. A million gunshot salute.
Oh my God.
Ali, some of the guys. Now we'll even come to that again.
We'll get them later. I'm sure we'll tackle that in season 2. I'm sure something will come up for them. Later. So the next topic that we spoke about was abusive and unhealthy relationships.
That's right.
Okay, so we discussed that any form of abuse, physical, verbal, whatsoever, should not be tolerated at all in a relationship. But the discoveries we made was that some people can't just leave an abusive relationship because of the following reasons. Because of how others will react and the fear to start all over again.
Oh.
We said this. So we are on a partner now, we're hold for like 5-10 years or even 3-4 years. And of so we're giving in too much into the relationship to go and start all over again. And I say, na me jai we ne kwa ni pa no abonte no yes in we and I said then I make wa kushi.
You understand? Or relationship with the girl, the guy is verbally abusing her. You understand? You know, and some of these things to me, it causes health, mental health issues. What I say,
it affects
the lady in so many ways.
Yeah.
In Tina, there's a lot of consideration that needs to go into that abusive relationship bit. Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Mud.
That's right. Let your boy take you away.
I wanna talk about the things where they feel. I don't say what I know me.
Bella, you the warrior. Now, I don't know how to say this. This is an emotional moment. I and Bella Voma would like to thank you guys.
Yeah.
For sticking with us through thick and thin, through the times when we had so many issues, either with audio, either with this or that, and you guys were there for us. Before we play you the voice notes of some of the people who contributed to our show, some of the people we love so much who contributed to our show, we just want to thank you so much for sticking with us, and we can't thank you enough. Thank you guys for being there, And I'm tearing up right now, but I'm that kind of emotional guy. I'm tearing up. We are very appreciative. Mm. So we will keep on pouring our heart out. We'll keep on giving you the best. We'll keep on dissecting. We'll keep on
dissecting, bisecting, intersecting.
Everything. Ah. If you have to enter, if we enter we'll to enter. Come out. We have something for you. Thank you so much, family.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm going to let our producer play for us some of the contributions that came in concerning these topics we discussed.
Okay.
Producer, please let it roll for us.
So
please.
Let's see. I think it's going to be a bit messed up. So here we go.
Whopper Drive. My name is Frederick. I'm calling from Ho, the Volta region. I just want to say that love language, me, I have two love languages that I like. It's the one that is touching, and the other one to receiving gift. That one is very good for me. Last year or so, one of my girlfriend, she gave me some money and some gift. I've not been able to forget. But also from that money and gift, I also went to give to my other girlfriend. And so that one was very nice. She enjoyed it and she liked it. So I just want to say that it's a very good topic and that you people should be discussing it for us. Thank you so much. And I love the Whopper Drive show. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Hello everyone. My name is Lit, and for my love language or love languages, I would go with quality time, receiving gifts, and some acts of service. For the words of affirmation and physical touch, I'm a bit of a flirt, so those things really know they move me. But when it comes to actually making time for me, I see that as a love language. I see that as actually wanting to spend time with me, actually meaning that you love me. And the gifts too. It's very important, like very necessary. And the act of service. But aside that, physical touch, any words of affirmation, dear. Me now, I feel your view plus my words, and those don't really move me. I feel they are not enough to qualify as a love language. Thank you.
Ahana, opambo beka se. Opa opapa dawase.
Good evening. I'm Anne. I love Whopper Drive, and I would like to say hello to Terry and Bella. I love this week's topic about healthy relationship, and I would love to contribute. I think a healthy relationship is when you and your partner, like, you communicate to each other, you talk openly about your problems and listen to each other and respect each other's opinion. But the key word is communication. Yeah. So I think communication is a healthy relationship. Yeah, it's a key word in every relationship. Thank you.
That's
thank
amazing.
You, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think we'll take our last two.
Our last two or last three. And we'll go to our sponsors.
Well, I think sex is actually important in relationships now, Charlie. Because the way things they go, if you don't try before you enter the marriage, you will get disappointed. And then foreplay, Charlie, the hair off. Hey.
Hello, Belevoma and Terry. I'm enjoying the show. But you see, this sex thing that you guys are talking about, fine. It is sweet, it is nice, it's everything. But it's not all that it takes to have a healthy relationship, especially when you are not married. I don't know why people keep glorifying sex. See, come and see people glorifying it on campus. And I had sex with this and it was nice, massa. And all those relationships and sex, whatever, we see all of them coming down. So it's good that they are discussing it, but I'm telling you, sometimes when it's out of the relationship, it makes the relationship stronger, especially when you are not married. And when you are married and it's out, it makes the relationship dead. So I think this is a little I can share with you. This Irene from Ashali Butchie.
Irene, Papa, that was it.
Irene, audience,
Irene, Papa, that was it.
Okay, so personally, I think sex is very important in a relationship. It helps you build a strong connection with your significant other, and it helps you bond better with him. You get to know him, like, in so many ways. And let's come to foreplay. Yes, foreplay. Foreplay is very, very important. If you don't play with me before sex, I don't think the sex is even happening in the first place. Yes, because foreplay is basically the prime importance to, like, reaching orgasm or achieving orgasm. So I think foreplay is very, very important, but you need to know the person's body and communicate with the person's body before you even decide to penetrate. Sex is not just about the penetration. You are communicating with somebody you are getting intimate with. So you need to touch the person in so many different ways and know what she enjoys or he or she enjoys before you decide to even penetrate. Because girls, let me talk for girls because I'm a woman. For girls, I don't think sex makes us reach orgasm. I think most men don't know this. It's the foreplay that makes us reach orgasm. So if you are going to have sex with a woman and you don't want foreplay or kiss, caress, rub, do all those nice things to her, then I think you shouldn't be having sex with a girl in the first place. Yes, so that's my take on it. Sex, foreplay, and everything is so important in a relationship. Thank you. I'm out.
This is a senior lecturer of sex autonomy and sexophysio
university
at the University of Sexes.
She's in love. What exactly?
Oh, she's the lecturer, Kasawari, professor.
What?
What she's saying, that means that, guys, we have to work.
You have to
work. Sex is a work. It's a calling.
We'll take our last one, okay. And then here we go.
Okay, let the producer play it for us.
Currently enjoying the Wapa Drive show with Bella and Terry. Among all the five love languages, you know, in all, they all speak well, but then physical touch is everything. You get what I mean? Most especially, touching the boobs and the ass explains it all. Love conquers all. Thanks.
That is a very simple entitia.
This will be a student of our professor, I'm sure. Oh my god.
Oh.
Fine.
Yeah. Again, it is an emotional moment for us.
Oh my god.
Fine.
As we bring the season to a close. To an end.
We didn't come here to play.
To play at all.
So we're going to the part where we just want to talk about our sponsors.
If you put your body on me.
Let me say something real quick because we've run out of time. Wapa Media is bringing this, is powering you. Wapa Media is the one pushing us to do all this, and yeah. If you have any events, just contact Wapa Media. Our number is 0548-698068. And we'll be ready. Be it events or be it any other thing, Wapa Media is the best media house to consult. It's like a media house consortium in Ghana. Okay, the next people I'm going to talk about is Barefoot Papebi. You see, we are talking about a barefoot that the foreigners who come to Ghana refer to as donut. You know, I'm talking about a barefoot that has different feelings depending on your preference. It has chocolate, it has... Bella, you've had barefoot papadi, right?
Yes, I have. I had...
And how was it?
I had the barefoots with condensed.
Wow.
When you bite, then you have the condensed
all around
tripping.
Your
tripping.
Oh no,
you know,
no.
It trips. anyways, yeah, I think I.
If you want to have the experience Bella is having, please.
If you want to have an experience of the dripping I'm talking about, the That's dripping true. That, you know, sometimes it drips from your left side of your lips. so guys, please, it's nice. It's really nice. Yes.
It comes in so many flavors. It comes in, I think, caramel, milk chocolate,
it has a jam.
It has even peanuts.
My favorite is the condensed, actually.
And yeah, condensed, which they call sweet milk.
Yes.
So please, follow Bofo Papa B on IG at Pano Papa B. And place your order today via Snapchat or IG. Case Casa Fruit Juice, we want to thank Case Casa. They've sponsored us since day one.
Yes.
I can remember drinking, in fact, there's one here. Let me just take a sip. Case Casa Fruit Juice. Man, it's so refreshing.
The best.
And you should get yourself Case Casa Fruit Juice for.
So you can imagine having Case Casa Fruit Juice with Bofo's Papa B.
Combining
what
that two. That's when our sponsors meet.
Yes.
So yes. That's the vibe. So we are bringing you. I don't even know. Charlie, Bella, I'm so emotional about this.
So we'd also like to acknowledge.
That's right.
Essence by Chi.
Mm. And the CEO is who?
Nkechi, baby.
You know, she also sponsored like three of our shows, especially for Cheating, Flirting, and Infidelity.
Yes, she did. And we really appreciate
Nkechi,
her.
We love
for
you so much.
What
God
she did for
you.
Us during the season. And we are hoping
so
we'll still have her join us in one of our episodes in season two.
Season 2 yeah, is going to be fire. Man, when the producer discussed the stuff, I mean, I'm talking too much, but when the producer discussed the stuff that we have on season 2, we are going to break, we are breaking barriers. Forget.
Forget,
Yobia. A special thanks also going out to EY Adagbe. You know, EY Adagbe has his own clothing line. He is into bespoke African clothing, and it's so amazing. Please.
Is he the one that actually? I think you're wearing his.
I'm wearing Charlie the Captain.
Today, as you come to the studio, you just assisting the girls for the entrance. They spy you. I say,
it's because of EY Adagbe. Please, if you want to look good for all occasions, weddings. We are talking about weddings, outdoorings, whatever it is. EY Adagbe has got you sorted with the male bespoke clothing. Just. Follow him on IG and on Facebook and just get to know the package he has for you. If it's political suit, I mean look at how good I'm looking in the studio today. It's just amazing. Thank you so much, Iwa. And he passed through with a very lovely topic. He discussed that topic, one of our topics. He was on one of the discussions we had, and we just want to thank him. Then if we can bring things to the right place, acknowledgement goes also to the people who have supported us from day one. I know Bella has got a few. Let me mention mine. Then I think Bella, you'd have to mention yours. Shout out to the CEO of Masako Company Limited. Masako Company Limited. Mami Sawakoto, thank you so much for your support, your love, your daily nugget. In fact, sometimes, Bella, this lady, this woman in question, Auntie Mami Sawakoto, she can take the program and put it on herself. I feel like she's like a co-producer because she's the one pushing it on all the social media platforms.
I'm telling you.
Oh, we thank you so much, Mami.
I mean, giving us breakfast, making sure that Yaming and
and see whatever. If you it is because of Masako Company Limited.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
We are too much.
Also, I would like to, and it's actually a birthday wish. Happy birthday to the CEO of Madison Blake Limited. Happy birthday, lovely old Samantha. I want to wish you a very special happy birthday, and thank you so much for being, for partnering with us to bring the Warp Drive. If today you guys are hearing us and we sound so good and professional, then you need to think of Madison Blake Limited. It's also a real estate consult where you can get advice on the properties to purchase, and they've got properties on rental and other properties too that they are selling. So please contact Madison Blake Consult, and they will sort you out with all your, you know, needs when it comes to the real estate space. Happy birthday, lovely soul Samantha. Special happy birthday also going out to the Adusa twins. I love them so much. Happy birthday. I'll bring you guys your birthday gift. I bought it already. That's why she had her eyes on me when she entered. Having breaky for dinner, how could I give you a... I'm going to give Bella the opportunity to also, you know, thank some few people. Thank you so much, Maud. Maud, thank you so much for supporting. Thank you so much, Richard, Samuel, all the people who push our thank you so much, and thank you so much, and thank you so much, Abba. Thank you so much, all the people who are pushing us. We love it. Thanks so much. All the people who contributed, and all the people contributed to the audios, in fact, the sending of feedbacks and all that is very appreciated. Bella, do you have anyone you want to appreciate?
Okay, so I'd just like to send a big shout out to our people listening all the way from US, Mr. and Mrs. Finn, Abena. You forgot
please,
to send a shout out to Abena.
Abena, please, this going straight out to
exactly.
You. Okay, Abena, please. I know you're all the way in the US,
mm-hmm.
and all I just want to say is I'm sending you a special shout out from me. From me, okay.
Thank you guys so much for your support, and we hope to still have your support in the coming season. And we'll also like to send a shout out to TT Bags and
G
Max.
Okay.
Yes, you guys are doing amazing out there, and we're wishing you all the best.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And to wish all our listeners. Our listeners, we thank you guys so much. Yes, we can't mention all the names, but we know you guys are there.
Let's clap for them.
Please give them, give them some.
No. Clap for them.
It's not loud enough.
Clap for them. Clap for them. This is too amazing. They have done too well. Thank you so much, all our listeners, all over the world, and we will meet again. Bella, season 2.
Season 2, yes.
Warp Drive season 2. I'm so fired up. In fact, I feel like there is a new me in season 2 waiting.
Okay, guys.
Okay,
so
guys. Thank you so much.
We've got to go.
We're going to leave you with this beautiful song.
Yes.
That's right. So wherever you are in your room, please dance. It's a beautiful,
it's a beautiful Friday.
Beautiful
night.
Friday. And thank you so much. We love all of you.
Love you guys.